Our next game is about fictional monsters like gluten. This is an audio quiz called Monster Tracks. It's simple. I'm going to play you a clip of a fictional creature. You're just going to tell me what television show or movie it's from. And guess what? The points are doubled. Whoever wins this game goes to the final round. Whoever doesn't win this game, just like the producers of The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, will be sued by the Church of Satan. Here we go. This monster's natural habitat is a Manhattan food cart.
What the hell is that thing?
Jennifer.
That's Slimer from Ghostbusters?
Nice.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Good. So good.
The 2016 all-female version, which screwed everyone up.
That's right. Ruined all of our childhoods.
Very hard on everyone. How did we move on?
I don't know. In a way, we haven't.
You're right. In this clip, a Bigfoot struggles to adapt to his new life with his new tiny-footed family.
I don't care how big, ugly, and smelly you are. You just can't go around eating other people's corsages.
Laurel.
Harry and the Hendersons.
That is correct. This monster finds a new home in a nice, dry, shady house with strict meal schedules.
Can I pick him up, Dad?
Sure, go ahead. Just be careful. You gotta be gentle.
I will.
I hope he's housebroken.
Laurel.
Gremlins?
Yes, Gremlins!
Don't feed it after midnight!
Yes, that's right. Also, the only female gremlin was in high heels and lipstick. That seems unfair. We need like a non-binary reboot where they all just wear flats and lip balm and nobody, they can figure it out as they go along.
That's right.
All
right?
For some reason, the internet embraced this bedtime story monster as a gay icon.
Mama.
Jennifer.
The Babadook.
Yeah, it's right in there, isn't it? That's
so
right.
Good.
Yeah, that began as an ironic joke on Tumblr in 2017. Just saying Tumblr sounds very 2017, doesn't it?
Very old-fashioned.
Tumblr.
Yeah.
And then it was embraced and spread during the following Pride Month. So the true monster, once again, is the internet. Yeah. This monster finally makes it right side up for the final showdown.
Is it dead?
Go, 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 go!
Get the red tractor now!
Go, 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 go!
Jennifer.
Well, it's the monster from Stranger Things, and it goes from the upside down to the right
side up.
Oh,
oh,
so the upside down monster?
Yeah, all you had to say is Stranger Things. You already got the point. The Demogorgon didn't originate in Stranger Things or Dungeons & Dragons. It appeared in Paradise Lost, in Voltaire's writings, and it is referenced in Moby Dick. This is your last clue. Here a monster goes through his daily calisthenics.
Ah! Feel the burn! Ah! You call yourself a monster? Ah! Scary feet, scary feet, scary feet. Oh, the kids are awake! Okay, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet, scary feet. Kids asleep!
Laurel.
Well, it's a Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Monster?
That's all you need. You just need to get me Monsters, Inc. That's right.
Monsters, Inc. character.
James P. Sully Sullivan and Mike Wazowski. All right. Well done, both of you. It's a tie. So here's the deal. I have a tiebreaker question. So I'm going to throw the question out, ring in, and we'll see how it goes. What blue creature's alter ego, Alistair, hosts Monster Peace Theater on Sesame Street? Laurel.
Cookie Monster.
That is correct. After two games, Laurel is going to our final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Laurel in our final round. Plus, comedian Michelle Wolf is here, and she is hungry like the wolf because we don't provide craft services for our guests. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.